Hey everyone, welcome to Social Minds Podcast. This is Alicia Withy. It is Tuesday, the 24th of September, and this is episode 4. Now, today I am chatting with Varsha Amin of Lotus X, and Varsha is a brand innovation strategist who does a lot of work around branding and is big into technology and using technology, you know, to innovate businesses. So she's super, super interesting and someone I've been following for a while, and I'm very excited for her to share with us today. Enjoy. Hi Varsha, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on today and share with everyone about your amazing business and what it is that you do. So on that subject, just tell us a little bit more about what you do and what inspired you to launch your business.
So let me answer that in two parts. So what do I do? Simplest way to put it is I help entrepreneurs to build their brand through digital and technology by giving you the skills to do so. And so I'm really all about empowering entrepreneurs, anyone that's starting up, even if you haven't, you know, created a business yet, but you're thinking about it, could be someone like that, or it could be someone that's been in business for 2 to 5 years, but really, really wants to scale the business and amplify their brand across digital. So kind of that's in a nutshell what I do. There's different aspects to that. There's coaching, there's training, there's packages that I offer. But I think the most important thing to say is kind of, you know, what was my story and what inspired me. So it really came about during a career break. I was really thinking about kind of what I wanted to do going forward. And what I realized, in fact, the penny dropped. And what I realized that I was literally sitting on a mountain of information and value. I'd learned so much within my corporate life. In fact, I didn't realize I knew so much. And I had actually friends who were starting up a side hustle, a side business, who still had full-time jobs, but was, you know, they were really passionate about something else, coming to me going, well, how do I create a website? How do I get myself, you know, shown on Google on the front page? And clearly I knew how to do that stuff, but it didn't really mean much because I was, you know, in my previous life in the corporate world. So this was for me an opportunity to kind of go, well, actually, I know so much. Why don't I just go out and help these entrepreneurs? It doesn't matter where they are in their journey. You know, it's really about kind of inspiring them to kind of make that change and just go for it. So yeah, in a nutshell, I think if I had to kind of, you know, summarize all those skills, they all fall in under the banner of technology. So using technology to really power your business and brand. So that's my story.
So we actually connected on Instagram. I don't know who started following who first, but I believe there was a post that you made about AI, and it was something that I was just newly like looking into. And I was like, oh, this is really interesting. This is really different. And I realized we had some similarities, but you were very focused around technology and branding. And from then on, I was following everything you do. And I know you absolutely love futuristic, you know, technology and things like that. So on that subject, is there some kind of trend in the future that you are excited about? Or is there something that you are looking into that you know is going to, you know, pop in the future? Is there anything that you're excited about?
Really good question. The short answer is there's so many different things that are popping up. So if I look around kind of socially from, you know, going on different platforms, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, those are my primary channels. And, you know, hearing from experts like yourself, there's a number of things that come up. AI, artificial intelligence, really, really broad. But that's kind of like old news. Yeah. I think where we've got to now is really understanding how artificial intelligence can help entrepreneurs, because it's really not quite clear. There's so many aspects to artificial intelligence. It could mean algorithms, getting yourself out there, you know, to beat those algorithms from a social media perspective. But then also it could be seen as, you know, in a form of chatbots. So, you know, really helping entrepreneurs to automate aspects of their business. Yeah. So there's so many aspects. But the different trends that I'm kind of excited about, and there is one that really, really stands out at the moment. So number one was artificial intelligence, but it's so broad, there's so many aspects. Number two, digital currency.
Okay, yeah.
There's a lot of talk about, obviously, Bitcoin, blockchain, old news. It's been in the industry. People have been talking about it. But one of the things that's standing out for me at the moment is Libra, which is Facebook's digital currency. So I would, you know, keep an eye on that, and particularly if you're interested in that area. How that's going to kind of play out, don't know, but it could be quite good for businesses if they want to build loyalty with their customers. I think that's one way we could use it. Also transact online. So, you know, you've got PayPal. It might be just another kind of tool or version of that. Voice is really making a comeback.
That's really interesting.
Alicia, but if you go on to even LinkedIn on their messenger, they have got a voice icon, just like the Facebook version, and WhatsApp obviously rolled this out maybe a year ago. I just don't think people are using it as effectively. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons I like using that button is because I speak much faster than I type.
Yes.
So it's a benefit for me. I communicate with my clients like that. You know, it doesn't mean they have to communicate back like that, but that's totally fine. But I just find it really, really useful. Number four, 5G. So again, this is massive in the States because it's already rolled out. It is now happening here, but it's going to be very similar to 4G. You might lose reception in certain areas of the UK. What does it mean for smaller businesses? It'll not so much initially, but really the key takeout for me is, you know, you're going to be able to stream big bits of content. So if you're a Netflix fan like I am, you know, you'll be able to stream movies, entire movies, because of 5G. It's going to take some time. I would probably say 2 to 3 years to really kind of get mainstream, but watch out for that. And gaming is going to become very, very big as a result. And number five, which is my biggest thing, is definitely augmented reality. Mm-hmm. It's not old news. Like I said, if you check out my post, and I'll obviously give you the details later. The technology is really taking off now, and it's more meaningful for entrepreneurs like ourselves. You know, you could use our, augmented reality to really bring your content to life, but then there's so many other cool things you can do with it. So that's the one that's really, really standing out. So watch the space, guys. That's really taking off. And I'm just going to throw in one more because sure. I like doing
Oh,
that.
This is amazing. Yeah, giving so much value.
One that's really overlooked, and perhaps it's overlooked because people don't understand it, is neuroscience. So there's all this kind of, you know, research that's going to be coming out, which focuses on how you can really start seducing customers. And I don't
mean that's that. Very interesting.
We don't understand the brain. It's the organ that we least understand. Even medics, least neuroscientists, like, don't understand. There's so much research that's happening behind the scenes. But I think there really is, you know, you have to think about the connection between the decision-making elements of your brain and how you might relate to making a decision with what type of business you want to work with, what value you're going to get from it. And it kind of all, the science is saying, it kind of boils down to the gut feel. So watch the space. I'll be covering a lot around this. So yeah, that is the one that I'm going to throw in there as like a wild card.
Wow, that is amazing. You covered so much in that, and I'm sure people have got yes. No, that's brilliant. I absolutely love it. I might have to go back and listen and take notes myself. So yeah, that was amazing, Varsha. Thank you so much for all of that information. It's absolutely amazing. And that's why I love following you, because you always give value to your audience and you're always giving us new things to look into and be excited about. What would you say for an entrepreneur who is thinking about starting on an idea, starting a business, or, you know, they're working and they feel like, oh, there's this one thing that I've always wanted to do, but I just don't know how to get started, or I don't have enough inspiration, or I'm scared, I have a bit of fear, you know, what about if it doesn't work out? What things would you say for an entrepreneur in that kind of situation about getting started, and the kind of attitude and mentality and the actions behind starting something, something of their own, starting their own business?
Yeah, so number one, you know, thing that will probably stop you is a fear, or the fear of the unknown. And that's exactly where I was 12 months ago, if not more. You know, how am I going to make money to pay my bills? You know, all of that stuff plays into it. But ultimately, it's this fear is just an illusion. And that's what I would say. And it is a very, you know, as to your point, it's a mindset thing. And the thing that really helped me was surrounding myself with positive people like you, you know, whether that's, you know, digitally on social media, or, you know, offline as well, you know, find your tribe. You know, and the other thing I would say is, if you've got the problem and you don't know how, I've got the solution. So reach out to me. And I don't mean it because, you know, yes, I'm trying to sell you something, and that's not what I mean. You know, for me, I listen more than, you know, I don't personally, I don't like sales. So for me, I've worked out a formula, a strategy to kind of monetize my business. So there is a way, and there is a structure and a formula or a system, and it's really understanding how. You've got the passion, you've got the value, and go for it. And just, you know, so many people have done it and they've seen the results, and I've seen the results, and it is positive thinking. And one thing I say to everyone, and not only my clients, is, you know, I live in my imagination, and my imagination has actually become my reality. And it sounds all, you know, whatever, you're just like, yeah, this is just hocus pocus. But it's so true. When I'm positive and I'm grateful every day for what I've got, and it's not a lot, you know, and but that's the greatest thing. Be humble about what you do have, but actually think about where you want to go and manifest that for yourself. But you have to take inspired action. And that's, you know, that's meeting the right people, networking, but connecting on a deeper level with people. I think that's what it really boils down to. So I'd say go for it. And if you don't know the way, come and speak to me. Just reach out to me. You know, that's all all I want to say, really.
Yeah, I feel that there are many entrepreneurs who love to, you know, we're very kind of, we love to help others. So I feel like any entrepreneur, anyone starting their own business or is already doing that, I feel like for someone who's already thinking about doing it, you could always reach out to business owners. They are so open to helping others do what they do, because, you know, we're a minority, so we love to you know, lift other people and get them involved doing the same thing and thinking on the same line. So that's great information and fantastic advice.
Absolutely. And one of the mantras that I live by, and, you know, it's a movement that I've created for myself, because for me, it's about getting over my own internal fear of, how's this going to work? I'm not good enough. I'm not enough. I don't have value. I went through so much of that mentally, you know, going from corporate life, having a high flying job, being valued in the world, to kind of being almost like, you know, going from hero to zero.
Yeah, that's starting from scratch. Yeah,
go to zero. That's not a mental thing. It really is. It's a mental block. So my, you know, going back to what I was saying, is my philosophy is dare to be different. And because when you dare and you put yourself out there, you kind of break through that fear barrier. So, you know, reach out to me, reach out to others that support your cause, because there's someone that will need whatever you've got to offer.
Wow, absolutely. I totally agree with that. So thank you so much. You've given us, you know, so much to think about and so much to be excited about and look forward to. How can people, if they did want to get in contact with you, or if they want to follow what you're doing, or, you know, they want to find out more about, you know, technology and stuff, how could they follow you? How can they get hold of you?
Yeah, so the main social platforms that I use are Instagram. I practically live on there because I love it. It's very visual. So from a business point of view, if you want to connect with me, my handle or username is LotusX_UK. I'll spell that for you. LOTUSX, or one word, _UK. And if you want to drop me an email for free, it's varsha@lotusx.co.uk. And if you want to reach out to me personally, I am on Instagram. It's varsha.amin, varsha.amin. And also feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm on there a lot as well. I find that I connect with the LinkedIn family and, you know, everyone's really engaged. So please, you know, just reach out to me as a friend, or, you know, if you want any bit of advice or how to get going, if you feel stuck, please do reach out to me. And I'm always, you know, sharing lots of trends and tips and things like that, so you'll get an idea of where the future is heading.
Brilliant. I'll also put all the details, obviously, in the description and stuff. So thank you so much again for sharing with us today. And yeah, I wish you a great day and much happiness and success to you.
Bless you. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me, and thanks for the opportunity. And I look forward to all your content as well.
Thanks, Varsha. See you.
Take care. Bye. Bye.